What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. That's right, you already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, y'all, we help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. You know I can't do the show solo. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning once again to your girls right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, it's been a week and we're so happy to come back. But listen, can we vent? Can we just tell you what's got us just a little salty this week? Listen, don't go anywhere because we're going to share all of our salty vibes in our segment. Don't be salty in about 5 minutes.
Special shout out to all of our family that is supporting us over at Patreon. Hey, Patreon. Hey, y'all. Listen, we love y'all so very much. We have a special place in our heart for all of those that are supporting us via Patreon. Hey, there's so many things that's to come with Eminem Live Radio, and we're so excited to share them with you. And all of it happens because of your love, your investment, your support in what we're doing here at Eminem Live Radio. If you are interested in joining that Patreon family, I encourage you to check out that description below for more information. But Mia, I'm ready for the next thing, girl.
Let's get into the next thing. Keep it locked right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Fully irresponsible, got no time for logical, walking like the prodigal. Why you not responding? Fully irresponsible, got no time for logical, walking like the prodigal. Why you not responding?
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem. We are from your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Listen, man, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. Whether you're brand spanking new or you're OG rocking with us, man, we appreciate you being tuned in to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, before we get into anything regarding the conversation, we have to debrief everybody on how our webinar went, the devotion blueprint two-day experience, online experience that we did. Man, Misa and I, and shout out to Kimo, we've all been trying to cultivate what the conversation looked like for us having for the webinar. And we're just talking about devotion over perfection. That's mm-hmm. something that God's really walked mm-hmm. and walked me through in this season right now. And also Misa with what it looks like to move forward in your faith 1%, whether it's you're being devoted, whether it's you in your season of waiting, whether it's you building something from the ground up and being obedient to God. What do you look like? What does it look like you walking that out just 1% more? And man, when I tell you, I think the biggest thing that shocked me about the webinar, Misa, was people who signed up and people who were in the on the Zoom or on the call that we didn't even know.
Yes.
And we're kind of like, dang, you know, so it was really affirming.
Yeah.
And it even felt good just to know that, like, you know, God led exactly who he wanted to be there. And the webinar was our way of introducing something that's brand new that Misa and I are doing now. And that's our new exclusive community called The Movement. And man, we're so excited about this just because it feels so good to be able to reach people specifically for a specific topic, share our heart, but also lead them, guide them, even mentorship in a way, teaching and training on what it sounds like to live a devoted life, have movement in your life for when you may feel stagnant for certain things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one thing that I also loved is that I wanted to make sure that because we help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus, I wanted to make sure that what we were offering with this free two-day webinar, it wasn't just exclusive to one demographic of people, meaning it was just for women.
Yeah.
There were men that were also on the call. There were couples in relationships that were on the call, that were friends, that were coworkers. There was so many different people that were on the call, and so many folks had gotten so much out of it. Mm-hmm. I love looking at the chat and seeing people like putting all of their things of how they want to get 1% better, why they want to get 1% better, or what it looks like for them to take another step of faith in their devotion walk with God. It was just so powerful. But Mia, when I tell you, it's just been so awesome just leading this with you and alongside you. And I knew that it was something that we had to do, that our team had to do, because that seed that God planted on the inside of us about what it looks like to encourage a generation to get better in their relationship with God, I was scared.
Very. Because I'm like, who am I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to listen to me? Like, am I credible enough? Like, they don't know me. And God knew that this was going to be a very big assignment for us. And the fact that people were coming from overseas. Like, they were on the call and they were time zones ahead of us. It was just such an amazing experience. Thank you. Thank you to every person who shared, every person that has liked, every person that has supported, everyone who was on that call for those 2 days. Oh, we're taking it to the next level.
And also shout out to those who have joined the movement.
Yes.
We have with this new exclusive community, you're able to sign up through our Patreon. So now we have a tier called The Movement where they get live trainings, where they get downloadable resources to be able to live this devoted life. Am I missing anything?
Just a couple things that I have even written down. There's practical resources. We have worksheets. We have downloads. We got homework. We got challenges. We have private chats. We have encouraging moments. We have a devotional videos that we're going to send out. It's a lot because we want for you to invest in your future and you getting better. This has got to be a different year for you.
It's got to be. I was telling Misa a couple of hours ago today, I was telling her how transformation doesn't happen by accident.
Yeah.
It happens intentionally. And those who took the intentional step of investing in themselves to move forward and live a life of devotion, totally, mentally, spiritually, physically, relationally, all these things, and trust us enough to help them walk them through this season of their life, we are so grateful. So listen, if you are hearing all this and you're like, dang, I feel like I missed out on a call. I wish I was there, man. I need to be a part of this community. Listen, if you click this description of this video, of this podcast, we have a link for you there to check out the community. If those things that we offer speak to you and you feel like, man, I really actually need this push in my life right now, I want to encourage you. Misa wants to encourage you. It's worth it.
Yes, it is.
And we want to walk you through this. We want to help lead you. We all have to live this devoted life. So we're getting encouraged just the way, same way you guys are signing up, because we all need this. We all need community. Oh, man, I don't want to give away too much, but I was reading Acts 2:42, and there's a translation where it says how they were devoted to the apostles' teaching of that. I think the apostles were teaching at the time. And through community. So we really want for you to be able to have this community. So sign up, check it out. The movement in our Patreon. It's in this description, and we would love to see you be a part of this community.
Yes, absolutely. Now listen, since we've gotten that off of our chest, because we've been wanting to talk about this for so long, ever since we completed the two-day webinar, we've been talking a lot about like our devotion, our walk, and how people can benefit from that. And one topic that I came across that I want to make mention and just get your thoughts on is how to fall in love with God again after a spiritual burnout.
So before we dive in, I think it's only good that we establish what burnout is. So I'm not gonna lie, I looked it up just in case, you know, shout out ChatGPT. So I Googled it and also asked Chat, and it says burnout is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged and excessive stress, most often related to work, caregiving, constant demands, and it happens when you feel overwhelmed, drained, or unable to meet an ongoing requirement of your responsibilities. So then I was thinking of Chat, okay, well, then in that case, what is spiritual burnout? So this is what Chat came up with. It said spiritual burnout is similar to regular burnout, but it happens in the area of faith and spiritual life. It's when someone feels exhausted, disconnected, or unmotivated in their relationship with God, their ministry, their spiritual practices. It often shows up in exhaustion and serving, constantly giving in ministry, church, caring for others without being filled yourself, loss of passion, prayer, Bible reading, or worship feels like chores instead of life-giving, feeling distant from God. You know you're doing the right things, but feel dry, empty, and far from God. Pressure without peace, trying to perform spiritually rather than rest in grace, and discouragement, questioning your calling, doubting whether your efforts matter, and comparing yourself to others. Misa, I don't know about you, brother.
Tell me.
But I've experienced some of those.
Really?
Oh, what?
So tell me this. Now, what did it look like? Like, what were the signs of your spiritual burnout?
Man, for me, spiritual burnout was when I was pouring into people, and then over time, I wasn't getting anything back. So therefore, I resented picking up that phone call, or was kind of dreary and giving that advice, that, you know, that leadership that I wanted in the past. I think another thing for sure is me losing the passion in my prayer life. And it just felt like a duty. It just felt like a responsibility, a chore, opposed to me being a beautiful opportunity for me to be in the presence of God and be filled again. There was no excitement in it at all. And therefore, when you are burnt out, you experience distance from, well, you feel distant because God is always close, but you feel far. And then when you feel far, you question, okay, well, is God far? And then you start drifting away more and more every single day. And then it feels as if then you find yourself nowhere, that you ain't prayed, you haven't been in church, you haven't been in your small group, you haven't been in community, you haven't listened to your worship playlist. All of that drifts away. And I'd be lying to you if I say I haven't experienced that.
Yeah.
Have you experienced, because you work in a church.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so talk about it.
Okay, so for me, and yes, I do work at a church. And it is easy. It is easy to always give of yourself, because, I mean, like, you're looked as a ministry leader. And don't get me wrong, I love what I do. The staff loves doing what we all do. But there has been moments where I felt like, because things had become routine, mundane, and it's kind of even weird me saying routine, because, you know, I do strongly believe in having an allocated time for God, you know, making sure that you start your day with God, or even end cap your day with God. So that can become a regular routine thing. But for me personally, I felt like when I felt moments where I was not excited about going to church, when I didn't allocate time of rest, when I felt when I just felt restless in my relationship with God, that's when I felt burnout. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, going to church, church is work. Work is church for me. And then there were other moments where I felt like I was always extending myself and always going to, you know, support this person at the church and supporting this person at my church. And while those things are great, there were moments where God did tell me, Misa, I need for you to stop. I need for you to be still. I need for you to rest. But I'm like, but no, I'm so programmed to go because, I mean, I'm a ministry leader and I got to show up for this person. I have to be present for this person. I have to go to the church and I have to go to the church and go to the church and go to the church. But there were moments where God did tell me to stop, rest. And when God tells you to say no, I didn't. When God told me, I don't want for you to serve at this opportunity right here, I still said yes. And I felt the burnout. That's where I was feeling like that spice that I had for God was kind of dwindling down. Now, I wanted to ask you this. Now, in what ways do you feel like people can avoid burnout?
I'm trying to think if I don't even think I have enough time right now, but I'm gonna do the best I can. So I think the biggest thing that struck a chord with me when it came to reading what spiritual burnout is the loss of passion in your prayer life, Bible reading, worship. It feels like a chore instead of life-giving. And I remember there was one Tuesday night. I live in Atlanta, and Emmy Moore, well, now Emmy Brookins, because she just recently got married, she came to Passion City Church. Mm-hmm. And I follow Emmy for a minute, and I love her podcast, Save Not Soft. And I really wanted to hear her speak because I knew that she was a minister. I've never heard her speak in person. So I went to go hear her speak, and she did a talk on repentance. And I just thought that was interesting. It was interesting to hear her take or the things that she studied, the things that she got out of it. And when I tell you this message, her message completely, I'm not even being dramatic. After hearing her speak and hearing her walk through what repentance looked like on a day-to-day basis, I was not the same after hearing it. She came from Revelations. I want to say, I'm not sure if it's one or two, but I know I marked it in my Bible. It says Revelations 2. I believe. And it says Revelations 2 verse 4, where it says, but I have this one complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. And one of the translations says you've forgotten your first love. Mm. And it was so interesting hearing her speak because she was saying how in order to get that fire back in your life, you have to repent and you have to turn and go back to your first love. And it's something about that where I was kind of like, I never looked at repentance like that. I looked at repentance as like a, oh man, I did something wrong. I gotta go the opposite direction because I'm guilty. I'm at fault. But it's like, no, God, the only thing that God has against us is what had against the church was that they were doing all these things, but they forgot him. Mm. They lost the passion for him. And one of the books I also want to read is The Awe of God, because I feel like there's a reverence and an awe of God that you need to have. And then when you don't have that, turning back to him and realizing and looking at yourself as, is there anything that I've done that's become performative? Is there anything that's become slowed down? Anything that's lost its I was going to say vigor, but I don't even know if that's the right word. But the where is that passion that I once had? How can I turn back to God in a way where I'm not getting anything out of it? And in a way of like, I'm not getting blessings and cars and all these like prosperity things that some people preach, but I'm just getting his presence. I'm just getting his peace. Mm-hmm. I'm just dwelling in his love. Mm-hmm. And it's something about that I feel like can really turn your passion around where you just realize that one, God is good. He's loved me and he's always been right there. Even when I turned and I drifted away from him, he's right there. So it's something about when you turn back to him and you realize who God is, it stirs up a new passion. Absolutely. In you. And you kind of remind yourself, renewing your mind, of like, oh man, this is God, the God of all creation, of the heavens and earth, who painted the skies and knew me in my mother's womb, who knows all the numbers of hairs on my head. This is God. Oh man, like, Lord, forgive me. I repent and I turn from that. Yes. You know, so it's something about that I think repentance has really changed and pulled my passion back towards him, I would say.
You know what, Mia? You said first love, right?
Yeah.
I believe that the reason why you're experiencing burnout spiritually is because your devotion to God is boring. is boring. And this is the practical steps that I think that could help somebody out. Honestly, Mia, there's people out here, like in relationships, we hear marriages all the time. They always talk about, you know, I'm trying to find that spice, that fire, that spark back into our relationship. Relationships, even with people, are the same. It's similar with God. And if you feel like you're experiencing burnout, I want to encourage you to look at your devotion, look at your whatever you're doing, whatever your appointment time with God is, and I want for you to breathe life into it. Somebody once told me that maybe you can add something new to your worship playlist. Maybe what you can do is make your appointment time with God a little bit more exciting. Our pastors, they not too long ago purchased a home, and Miss Rhonda, she ended up having like a really nice outdoor furniture set, and then she gets her coffee in a really nice mug, and she sits on her back porch where it's very, very peaceful. Make it attractive, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I want for you to seek God's face, but I want for you to get that fire, get that desire, get that burn back. And also, why don't you ask God to give that desire, that fire back into your heart, because he is willing to take the heart of stone and turn it to a heart of flesh so that you can be taking those practical steps, walking it back to God. He wants that for you. He wants that relationship with you. So why don't you also find out certain things that you can be doing to make your relationship with God even more exciting, even more inviting, even more welcoming, so that your heart can be prepared for him to give you whatever you need to receive in your devotional time.
Man, that's good. Listen, man, listen, if we want you to tap into this conversation, have you experienced spiritual burnout to any degree? Listen, think about it. And while you're thinking about it, can we vent really quick? Can we just get some things off
our
chest? Just give us about 7 minutes to let you know what's got us salty this week. It's time for Don't Be Salty.
Yo, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
All right, Mia, it's a brand new week. What's got you salty?
My sisters can relate to this. Have you ever had a hairstyle in mind that you wanted to do?
Yes.
Yes.
Excited about it. You probably saw it on TikTok, Pinterest, whatever. You did it yourself. You're getting creative. When it doesn't turn out the way you think. Ooh. Mind you, the face hitting, beat, serving. Mm-hmm. Face card is platinum.
Yeah.
Fit is everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
Yeah.
But the hair, booty me. Booty meat. Both cheeks.
Why does it have to be that?
Because you know what that feels like. Thank you so much. You know what that feels like, bro. That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
When you have, when everything is what you need for it to be, but your hair. And oh my gosh. And don't let you have to go somewhere and you're pressed for time and you, everything looks great, but your hair, you're not gonna wanna. I can't make it. I can't make it. Cancel the event.
You're not even going?
Cancel. Cut the cameras at this point. Cut it all. There's nothing, I promise you, if you know, you know. When your hair doesn't look right or it just doesn't turn out the way you think, it's a whole new level of salt.
That is true.
I think that's a whole new level of brand of salt.
You think so?
Coarse?
Yes.
Coarse sea salt.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, Mia, I completely understand. Because if you don't know this about us, Mia and I are blood sisters. And Mia has always been so good at her makeup. Mia can beat a face. She can look so, so, so nice. Very elegant. Different looks. Mia can do it. I, on the other hand, I love doing hair.
So good at it.
I've got two daughters. I know what I'm doing. I know what products to manipulate. I know how to get the curl pattern. I'm not a professional, but I know what I'm doing.
You're also nice. Patient.
I'm nice with it. I'm really nice with it, right? With my skills. I say all that to say, Mia, well, I understand because hair, a lot of times the hair can be the accessory alone.
Yes.
So I get how important it is. I get how frustrating that can be when your hair is not doing what it needs to do. But don't be salty because you have a sister who knows what she's doing. So all you got to do is come over to my house. Let me do what I do so that you can do what you do.
That's so tough for an independent woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always having to rely on you. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to you being able to, like,
how do, many times have I relied on you?
The way you wanted for it to go.
I always rely on you. Mia, what eye should I do? My makeup. You got a lip for me? Is one eyebrow bigger than the other? That's why community is important. I'm part of your village.
I won't be salty. Thank you, brother.
Don't be salty.
Thank you.
Don't
Thank
be salty.
You for that. Okay. What you got? What you salty about? What you All got? Right.
So, as a believer, I saw a headline this past week, and a huge, huge major streamer, Kai Cenat, I saw that he was hit pretty hard because he lost a pretty large endorsement with Nike after they have told him and asked him before to stop mentioning Jesus in his streams. Kai says, I'm not going to stop doing that. I'm going to continue to mention Jesus in my streams and in my content.
Shout out Kai.
And so because of that, Nike decides to pull the endorsement. And I just thought to myself, wow, there's so many narratives that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. Even in that whole story alone, in the headline alone. And it's the fact that, number one, for me, a narrative that I got that hit hard for me was that Nike is not supporting faith-based believers, especially those that belong to the faith of Christianity and profess Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the other half is that Kai Cenat he seems unashamed.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely tell.
You can definitely tell that he's pretty bold mm-hmm. in his faith. And I was just, that made me feel so warm and lighthearted to know that a huge mega streamer like him.
The biggest streamer in the world.
The biggest streamer in the world. He's young. He's like in his 20s. He is so on fire for God that he's like, okay, listen, one thing that he did say was that all money ain't good money. And that just proves that that man is not controlled by any dollar amount and is mm-hmm. not afraid of any brand because he professed Jesus Christ to being his Lord and Savior. Huge congrats to you. But I was disheartened because I have some items in my closet with the Nike brand that belongs to Nike.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of salty about that.
I'm not going to lie, it's a huge letdown when you find out brands just don't rock with the Lord, man.
Yeah.
But I think I would say don't be salty just because I'm looking for, I'm not going to lie. I believe that there are brands, when you don't rock, and when you profess or show actions that you're against God,
you know what I'm saying?
You're going to get hit hard.
Yeah.
I'll put it like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And unfortunately, your time going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that there are brands like, well, not a clothing brand, but like Fortnite. I remember Kai, he wore, I think it was like Jesus Over Everything or something with Jesus on it. And he wore it in that ad for Fortnite. So when you see Fortnite rocking with someone who's wearing something that bluntly says Jesus,
yes,
you're kind of like, oh, well that's good to know.
Yes.
So it's good being able to see, one, don't be salty, because one, we have creators who are actually rising up who are unashamed about their faith, which is beautiful to see. There are brands that are able to uplift them even more,
yeah,
and not try to tone down or water down their faith, and unfortunately count the numbers for those who speak against and try to tear down the name of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. I won't be salty, but I will say this. Kai, you have received a brand new fan in me. Huge congratulations to you for taking a stand. Listen, the world is always going to turn. Somebody's always going to be mad about something. You might be mad about something, but this is your encouragement to don't be salty. Don't be salty.
Don't be salty, brother.
Go ahead and take a moment and always look on the brighter side, because there's always a brighter side.
Always a brighter side. Listen, when we come back, we're going to dive more into this conversation, talking about spiritual burnout and how to fall back in love with the Lord. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Emotions. Controlling, just to save my life, had to let go of it. Got the bad blues, singing sad tunes, trying to keep my mind stayed on you. I'm back from for a reason. Send the power down, strike and unleash it. Let me decrease and let it proceed and see, concede, the devil defeated. Walking in Eden, heaven come down, I stand in agreement. Fighting my vices, fighting the voices, fight for freedom. High, cold, high, low. I keep my eyes on the road. Lost, long, oh my soul. I keep my head on the go. I give all of me, it's my offering. I know it costs me, but it's my offering. My life in your hands, but I know I'm headstrong. Cover my sins, I was living dead wrong. Love like this, it's on a different level. It's on a different level. At war with my mind, felt like my enemy. It's a war outside and a war raging inside of me. Whole life singing bittersweet symphonies. High, cold, high, low. I keep my eyes on the road. Lost, long, oh my soul. I keep my head on the go. I give all of me, it's my offering. I know it costs me, but it's my offering. This is my offering. You can have all of me, it's my offering. I know it costs me, but it's my offering.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. And we are going
in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thank you so much for tuning in.
Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned in all over the world, man. We're talking about burnout, spiritual burnout. We're talking about falling back in love with God. And we had a good part of the conversation. There's something that you said, Misa, that really stood out to me. You mentioned something about doing something new.
Yeah.
And I remember, okay, now I don't know if you've ever felt like this, but you know how like when you listen to certain worship songs, maybe like your playlist. I have an extensive playlist. I think I could drive all the way to California with my playlist and back. That's how long it is, and I'll hear a new song every single time. But in my worship time I was spending with the Lord, I was like just hearing the same songs just kind of just felt like casual. And then I discovered a new song. I don't know if y'all know SEU Worship. It's their album called Move of God, Flames, Figgity Flames. Discovered What a God.
Oh,
and
yes.
When I tell you honestly, What a God, but also the whole album is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Whole album is fire from SEU Worship. And I started playing those songs and it got me really excited and it kind of like rejuvenated me. And I was like, dang, is it weird that a song made me more excited about my worship time? But then I thought about there's a scripture where it says, sing a new song.
Oh.
And I was kind of like, why does the Bible say that? Sing a new song. Like, what's wrong with the old song? You don't want to keep singing the old song? But what if there's something about doing something new?
Yes.
That rejuvenates and brings back this exciting new passion,
yes,
that you have with God.
Yeah.
And so when you said do something new, I was thinking how many times we put God in a box and we've done the same thing. Think about it. Ooh, I'm about to cook. You know how in a relationship, I think you said this, you just said this,
uh-huh,
when it comes to being in a relationship or even like marriage, and I can't speak to this, but I know you asked me, well, let me know if this is true.
Okay.
Where you've been with someone for so long and things kind of start to feel like the same old thing. It's not exciting. The fiery love you had when you were dating, you first met each other, and honeymoon phase has died down. So people, what I usually say, like, you can spice it up. What's something new that we can do? You know what I'm saying? Yes. So you start going on more dates, mm-hmm. or you start doing things to spice up your love life, mm-hmm. and different things like that. Love letters, things to make each other excited, make it feel like this new romance, make mm-hmm. it feel like you're in a movie type of thing. So when it comes to our relationship with God, what can we do to do something new? Have we put God in our box? Have we only limited God only to our prayer closet? Nothing wrong with the prayer closet. I have a prayer closet. Mm-hmm. But also, what if when you go out for your solo date, you took your Bible with you and you read while you were at the table? You had brunch and Bible study.
Come on.
With you and God. I heard of these, shout out to Queen B. She calls them, what does she call them?
Soul strolls.
Soul strolls. You know, where you walk and you're just listening to worship music.
Yeah.
Or there are so many different things that you can do. Diving into what your new worship music. You can put on your worship playlist and mm-hmm. then songs that get you excited. Like, oh man, I never thought of this song. I never discovered this song. So it starts to bring up these passions that you have for the Lord.
Mia, what if there are people out there who are writers and they're into creative writing and they find a journal and they start to journal their emotions? They start journaling some ideas and start sparking up a new or an old gift that you once had writer's block for, but God just gave you this idea because in your reading time with him and your devotional time with him, he just gave you some idea, some type of spark, some type of just fuel of creativity that just flowed through you. You can find a journal. Maybe there's a coffee shop that you would want to go to.
Yeah.
Or maybe even for me personally, what I do to implement something new in my relationship with God and my devotion with God is that I love Christian hip hop. I love Christian R&B, and I love adding songs to my playlist. And it gets to a point where sometimes with my mainstream music, I might throw in some CHH. You might hear some Aaron Cole. You're definitely going to hear some John Keith. You're going to hear No Big Deal. You're going to hear Anike. You're going to hear Madison Ryan Ward. And even when we work out, you can welcome those Christian artists and those songs and all these other types of artists with different genres of songs in your workout. There's so many other things that you can do to spice up your relationship with God and just give it some vibrancy.
Just be able to rejuvenate that intimacy that you lost.
Yes.
The one that you lost, I think it's up because all honestly, when it's lost, it's because we lost it. God's not far. God's always been right there. God is always close. We lost the passion for him, like it was saying in Revelations 2:4. So therefore, it's our job to bring back that passion that we once had for God, because he's always has that passion for us, so us having that with him. Another thing that I was thinking about was, has there ever been a time where community has played a big part in growing your passion, you falling back in love with the Lord?
Ooh, girl, absolutely. So I have a group of friends at my church, and we all are relatively in the same season of our lives. We're all young. We're all either in our late 20s or early 30s. We're all married. We all have children. We all are homeowners. And there are so many different like life milestones that we all have reached, so we all can relate in very different ways. But we all are very committed believers. And I love the group chat because it's all with the husbands, all with the wives, and we're all part of our church, and we encourage each other to read the Bible. You know, there's different plans on like the Bible app, mm-hmm. and wherever you are, day 137, or whether you're behind by a week or whatever, we're always encouraging each other. Wake up. Hey, good morning, everybody. Did you read your devotion for today? It's okay if you're 7 days behind. Just maybe you can do a 2-a-day for the next 3 days so that you can catch up and make sure that you're on schedule for your next devotion. And it's just been so awesome because having that accountability, having that group of people to pick you up when you're feeling a little discouraged in the group chat. We're always asking for prayer requests or even like praise reports or even putting in the chat all the cool, really fun things that our kids are doing or like new recipes or maybe, hey, does anybody want to have any free time on a Friday? We're all going to be at my house to do a game night. That's what I need just to make sure that I keep that fiery, burning passion and desire for God. And there's nothing wrong with the word always saying iron sharpens iron. And I believe that to be 100% honest, 100% to be true. And I love when young people regardless of whatever age and stage you are in your life, you can find people that are in the same race as you with God. And wherever you are, you can encourage that person. But I lean so much on that group chat that we text each other on a regular basis. We pray for each other in the mornings. We are sending encouraging messages. I need those things so that I can be encouraged to stay within my regular devotion with God.
Even also, I would say for community, it's not even sometimes that you lost your passion. It's like they fire up a whole new area of passion in your life.
Yes.
Shout out to one of my friends, Portia. We were all hanging out, and our friend group, we were distant for some time, but we just recently rekindled, and it was just the most reviving thing ever. And we were talking about, you know, just some prayer requests. Portia was asking, like, how can we be praying for each other? And she was asking me, I was venting about, like, you know, things about to do this webinar, start this community. I'm kind of nervous about it, but I just, you know, I'm not sure about it. Just keep me in prayer. And she was pouring into me, and it was really, really good. And as she was talking to me, like, a switch happened. Where she was like, Mia, honestly, I'm tired of you playing small. And I'm tired of you downplaying yourself. And it was in a way that didn't offend me because, of course, she's my sister, so I love her. But it was in a way that drew up passion into me of, hey, bro, stop playing small. Kind of like you need friends around you to remind you who you are in Christ.
Absolutely.
Who God's made you to be.
Yeah.
So therefore, you maybe didn't lose passion, but there was probably you were lacking passion in an area, maybe lacking passion in serving, maybe lacking passion in your waiting season, maybe lacking passion in your confidence, lacking passion in whatever it may be, in your physical health, anything. And you maybe have a friend who's maybe stronger in that. That's what we're talking about, iron sharpens iron. Having a friend who's stronger in that, reviving that in you. She was like, I'm tired of you playing small. Like, and I need you to realize the same way how you look at other people and see God in them, I need you to look at you and see that in you.
Ooh,
and I was kind of like, dang.
Mia.
But she fired up a passion in me that was low in an area. And therefore, I was able to now feel confident and now make these things into, okay, God, help me to see myself the way you see me. Mm-hmm. Help me to stop playing small. Help me to support people, but also believe in what you've put in for me to do in the earth. Community should never be underestimated.
No, absolutely.
There's a
not.
Way that passion can be revived. When you're just being around other people and hearing their experiences, hearing their downfalls, what they're strong in, even what you're strong in, how y'all can feed into one another.
Absolutely. And one thing that I love that you even mentioned that you have in that you don't actually have in your friend group is that you don't have any yes men.
No. Absolutely not.
If you have anybody in your friend group who are just yes men and they pacify you, they lean into your excuses, they just allow for you to play small, they just they just rub and pet you. No, you need somebody who was like, girl, get up. The enemy is playing with your emotions right now. Somebody is trying to really mess with your family, and I need for you to get up on your face, and I need for you to make sure that you are praying and lock in with the Holy Spirit. What's wrong with you? That's what you need. That's what community is about. We need some Mia. We need prayer warriors. We need some worship gangsters. We need some Bible toting Glock glisteners or something. I don't know what it is, but you need somebody in your corner that's willing to smack you together and be like, listen, this is not what God has for you. You are playing into the enemy's tactics. Do you not see this? Because, you know, sometimes, Mia, it's so easy. It's so easy for us to allow for burnout to take place, us distance ourselves from God, us be the one that doesn't want to, you know, get up in the morning and to pray and fall into this routine, and we have lost that burn for Jesus. Sometimes, yeah, it definitely is us, but one thing that we have to make sure that we're very careful of is making sure that we don't have people that are just allowing for us to drift away from God.
Right.
If that is you and you feel like you drifted away, maybe you should kind of look at your circle. Maybe you should look at your community and be like, okay, which one of my friends aren't picking up on the fact that I am far away from God? I need for y'all to get me all the way together. That's what you need right there.
Let's talk, shift gears really quickly. Let's talk about spiritual complacency.
Talk about it. Let's go.
You being comfortable. Too comfortable in your walk. you doing the same old thing and you're okay with it and you're not challenged to any extent, that's dangerous. That is so dangerous. I'm not saying that you should be unsettled in the presence of God or being a Christian, but God will call you to do things that are uncomfortable. Fasting is uncomfortable.
Very, very.
Telling a random person about Jesus that you don't know and you an introvert.
Yeah, yeah.
Is uncomfortable.
That's good.
Being in the presence of God, getting back in love with him, means also that we don't see on the back end means you opening yourself up to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You being uncomfortable with praying out loud. Would you believe the Christians who be like, I'm not, that makes me mad sometimes.
That does make me laugh.
I'll be like, well, no, don't make me pray. Ooh, almost said something crazy. What do you mean? You don't want to pray out loud in front of everybody, huh?
Yeah. There's power in prayer, man.
You even talking about, when you're talking about complacency when it comes to friends, yes, of course you need people around you who are going to push you, because maybe what if you're too complacent? What if you do the same old thing and you're okay with it?
Yeah.
Everything, look at everybody. And boy, everybody in the Bible was doing something uncomfortable. You know how uncomfortable it is to tell a king, no, I won't bow down to your God. Okay, you may be thrown in the fiery furnace.
Come on, Mia.
But you're going to be like, no, our God going to save us. But if he don't, we go never. That is uncomfortable, dog.
That Charlie Brown goat got me, boy.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable leading a whole nation of disobedient people to the promised land.
Yes.
You turn your back, you on your face for the Lord. You turn about, they serving a golden cow.
Mia.
You're going to do some things spiritually that are going to be uncomfortable.
But that's where the long suffering comes in. That's where the long suffering comes in. You, oh man, when I tell you, y'all don't wanna long suffer. And honestly, rightfully so, we don't want to. It's uncomfortable.
No, absolutely. Pick up my cross. That cross is heavy.
Daily. You mean I just did it yesterday? I gotta do it again, and then again, and then again two more times, and then even again after that. Like, yes, long suffering. God is able to do so much when we're allowing ourselves to break down. He can build so much in us when we're able to break down our flesh. So many great things have come through, you know, in different accounts in the Bible where people, I can tell the societal pressures that they were facing back then.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should listen to, you know, my neighbor, and maybe I am crazy for building an ark, and maybe I shouldn't do this, and maybe I should listen to them and not bow to God. Mm-hmm. But you don't ever want to find yourself on the opposite end of the obedient spectrum with God. I never want to be. I'm reading Jeremiah right now, and there's so much nonsense happening in Jeremiah.
Bro,
when I tell you, like when I'm stressed.
The children of Israel turned on God again.
Again? I'm like, chapter after chapter after chapter. And Jeremiah is like, this is what the Lord said.
Right.
This is the word of the Lord. This is what he's telling you.
Yeah.
But people are still wanting to disobey. And they see the wrath of God. And you consistently don't learn from your past mistakes. Like, it's insane. You've got to be willing to die to your flesh and do what God's telling you to do so that you can see the promised land.
Bro, yeah. Oh. Oh my gosh, bro. And you, going into complacency, you're walking away from your devotion. Your devotion is about you moving forward. The 1% we're talking about last show, every day you're doing something. When you're complacent, you're standing in place.
Yeah.
We keep talking about you going back. What about the people who are staying in the same place?
In the same place.
And doing the same thing and aren't being challenged in their faith,
mm-hmm.
aren't making faith moves. You talking about move that mountain. No, I'm okay just my little prayers that I do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that, and you're keeping yourself, bro. What feels safe.
Ooh, when I tell you.
Man. What if what feels safe isn't God?
It's not. It's not. Christ was dangerous. I feel like there's no complacency. I feel like complacency is not in our nature. It's not in God's nature. God never played it safe.
Ever.
God never played it comfortable. Nothing ever that I've read in the Bible was, oh, that was sweet.
No, speaking up to kings.
There was sacrifice that was required.
Being thrown in jail.
And if you feel like for one moment that your life is designed to be safe,
you're keeping yourself from devoting every day.
Yeah.
Though even some 1% could be a little tough.
Oh, yeah.
Could be a little bit.
Yeah. That's
but
good.
It's 1%, you're going to do it. Listen, man, if you can relate to this in any sense, in any form, let us know what you guys are thinking on social media, on Instagram at MM Live Radio. And listen, we'll be right back here on You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio. That was good.
Yeah. Never lost faith, on my knees pray. Even long nights back in VA, we would scramble for loose change. God, we need grace. So when I'm giving you thanks, it ain't cliche. Mama played Fred Hammond, it was no weapon. It won't work, God first, family close second. We back in church, know the cross is where my soul heavens. Cracks in the ceiling look like mess to a big blessing. Yeah, and it ain't love, it's all God, baby, ain't love. Never too far from your great love. Ain't no other love like it. And I love the way, you love on me. You said you'll never leave, never too far from your love. The way you love on me. You said you'll never leave, never too far from your love. Can't ever get enough.
Yeah, love. No, it's unconditional, it ain't traditional. Nah, this is spiritual, a living miracle. When I was miserable, your love was pivotal. Said you never leave me, seen that you was literal. On a winning team, even when I'm losing. Seen it all, you can see it from my bruises. Proving you working things together, always moving. Renewing up my mind every time, look pursuing me. Choosing to do the right thing, Spike Lee. My sex thought in heaven looking like Nike. I'm yelling to her, two down when I walk down the street. Where we going, take the lead, okay?
And I love the way, the way, the way you love on me. You said you'll never leave, never too far from your love. The way, the way, the way you love on me. You said you'll never leave, never too far from your love.
You move me like we you hauling. Mm-hmm. Brand new wings, you saw me falling. All walking on water, raised by the ocean. They go born and bred, we locked in. See me. If you need someone to go, you can hit me. Keep it lowly and gently, but keep a peace from when the devil get friendly. Oh, and it ain't love. It's all God, baby, ain't love. Never too far from your great love. Great love. So
I love the way, the way, the way you love on me. You said you'll never leave, never too far from your love. The way. Never too far from your love.
I'm not too far from your love. Okay, you know how I love the way. You know how I love the way. I'm not too far from you.
You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's MM Live Radio. Huge, huge shout out to everyone who tuned into this week's episode. Let us know what you think about it on Instagram at MM Live Radio. And let us know, leave us a review in the comments and also for this podcast episode. But as always, can we inspire you? Listen, you gave us the last, 45 minutes to an hour to be able to inspire you. But can you just give us, just all we're asking for is 1 minute to leave you with some encouragement and some lasting inspiration with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got her 1 minute inspiration for YOU this week.
This week, I learned a bit more about eagles and crows. I read that the only bird that dares to peck and bite at an eagle is the black crow. The crow would sit on the eagle's back as he flew and antagonize him, but the eagle wouldn't waste his energy fighting with the crow. All he would simply do is fly higher in the sky, making it harder for the crow to breathe due to the lack of oxygen. The crow would eventually fall off because it couldn't handle the new heights the new eagle was rising to.
Now, I don't know about you, but if that won't speak, I don't know what will.
It's about time you stop wasting your breath, your energy, your time, and your peace on crows. Clock that.
I know that it gets on your nerves sometimes when people are in the comments or when they talk about you and don't believe in you, but do you know what aggravates a crow-like person? The fact that he can't reach the heights that you, an eagle-minded person, are flying to.
There is no need to defend yourself, my friend. Know who you are, resist the fight, and take flight.
Boom, that was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. Misa said, take flight, take off. That's what she said, man. Listen, shout out to everyone that enjoyed this week's show.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms. And listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now, also, listen, tune in to MM Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But, of course, we got to give credit where it's due.
MM Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by KE to the MO, Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and me.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And M&M Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
What?
You already know it's M&M Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.